Good morning. My name is Laura McDermott, and I'm here to present Academic and Community Partners Meeting the Health Needs of the Underserved. Also, my dissertation chair and mentor, Gail Spencer, was also involved in. I also have to mention that I have no relationships to disclose here at this presentation. I first started off with this community. I'm from Binghamton, New York, and I had to do a community assessment as a graduate nursing student. I chose to do the Binghamton area, which is in the county of Bruin in upstate New York. During this time of study, Binghamton is a urban population with 46,310 and a population density of 281 persons per square mile. The city of Binghamton consists of it's primarily a Caucasian population, but is very diversified in other means, has various types of ethnicities, cultures, and religious beliefs. The community assessment was conducted not just in the city, it was two city council districts that I was focusing on, which was the greatest need, which was designated by Binghamton University's Center City Coordination Project, also known as C3. C3 is an organization made up by Binghamton University. It's comprised of 25 community agencies and organizations and was established to help collaborate and coordinate services and resources to help residents living in that area to improve their overall quality of life. When conducting the community assessment using community as partners model developed by Anderson and McFarland, the model consists of a wheel, which has like environment, health services, community is core, which is the history. It's a very encompassing wheel that has different facets. Utilizing this model as an assessment tool, I realized in this area that it lacked resources. It was a very low-income population. It had a very high unemployment rate. It had no health insurance or people who were underinsured. Medical services were limited in the area. It had a high teenage pregnancy rate. The homes were older in construction, and they were in various states of repair. It was also a high crime rate area, and there was a high use of public transportations, and there were no grocery stores available to provide fresh fruits or vegetables. From this community assessment, I came up with a bunch of community diagnoses. I know this is a really busy slide, but I put it up here for your reading pleasures later when you go into the e-learning center. But just for one of them was the lack of access to medical care related to no primary care providers in the area, lack of transportation or health facilities, increased cost of transportation for those people who did have cars, low income or either un or underinsured as evidenced by increased morbidity rates and high number of uninsured, which was 30,000 in Broome County. From all this, we've decided that we needed to do something about it, so we decided to develop, implement, and evaluate a community health fair or community-wide health fair for this little area, and I named it Binghamton Community Partners. I had to do this over a course of one semester, which was 15 weeks, and we decided that it would be best that since the parents were working, the kids were in school, and people couldn't take off time to host this at an elementary school within the area itself, which was walking distance for most people, on a Saturday in the spring, and we did it indoors for the fact that we didn't know whether the weather was going to play nice with us or not. So we also made up some of these decisions based on family interviews and with their work schedules and daycares. We just kind of worked along with the families and put this health fair on a Saturday. We also provided entertainment gates for the children so that the children could attend, so the parents could actually go too. But the overall purpose of the health fair, or the purpose of this project, was to develop and implement a community-wide health fair intervention to provide education and promote primary and secondary prevention measures and assisting patients to assessing needs by bringing the resources available in the community to the people living in it. There was five main goals for this project. It was to increase the awareness of available community resources for health promotion and safety to residents in the C3 area, increase physical activity participation among C3 residents, increase awareness of the role of behaviors in prevention of disease, for example, nutrition, exercise, and how to reduce the effects of environmental exposures. Another one was to provide screenings and health education regarding high blood pressure and diabetes. And the last one was to identify areas of concern in order to assist in the development of future health promotion programs. There were seven objectives, which I put all seven on the slide for you so you could read them all later, but I'm just going to cover two. One of the objectives was a minimum of 100 community members will participate in the health fair, and 20 members will be screened for diabetes. The evaluation of the health fair was a post-test only non-experimental design with a convenient sample of the C3 population who attended the health fair. The data collection tool that I used was taken from E.J. Hecker's 2000 study of Faire de Salud, the implementation of a community-wide health fair. She put a tool with her article which you can find online, and we just remodified it to an urban population in a northern city. The questionnaire consisted of 3 demographic questions and 13 health fair related questions. The questionnaire, after it was tweaked, was approved by senior faculty prior to utilization, and they also used SPSS 15 for statistical analysis. The outcomes of the health fair on objective 1, a minimum of 100 community members will participate in a health fair, was met. I had 186 participants plus attend the health fair, 73.3% filling out the questionnaires. The demographics of this population were 120 adults, 66 children. People who were 11 to 85, we allowed to fill out surveys. Children that were brought by adults that attended the health fair ranged anywhere from 2 weeks to 18 years of age. And primarily it was a female-based population that came to the health fair, which is 73.9%. Objective 2, with 20 community members, will be screened for diabetes. This was met. We had 28 participants who had glucose monitoring done. Their glucose monitoring ranged from 77 to 148. I put up another 2 slides for you with the other objectives and how they did weather out with the study so that you could read it at a later date. And then we're going to go on to the biggest portion of this. The barriers for this study, cost. It cost approximately $15,000 when it was all said and done, but majority of this was funded by contributions, donations. I think I had to pay $3,000 out of pocket for this whole entire health fair. It was quite large. I had 77 vendors that did show up. We had all sorts of screening conducted, and majority of it was covered. The agencies, some were reluctant to participate right off the bat because it was a graduate nursing student going out trying to do a community health fair, and they were like, don't know if I want to do this. But as soon as I got a couple bigger names on boards or hospitals on board, people were then willing to participate in it. Where I was thinking I would have 30 vendors, I ended up having 77, and then ended up having to turn down some at the very end because I didn't know if I was going to have enough space. Then when it got to be so large, we had a problem with volunteers. virtually begged every nursing student in the undergraduate and master's project to come and help, which they didn't mind at all. It was actually a very good situation for everybody. I actually had people from churches come up and say, we'll help, because it was to better the community. The other barrier was needing a stronger evaluation tool. This was just a tool that I did find that we did improve upon, and we modified for our study, being in an urban population, but there's some need for a better tool with more descriptive data about the population that we're serving. Now, the facilitators. I can tell you more about the win-win situation than I can about the barriers, but it was a win-win for both the participants as well as the agencies. The participants, it increased awareness of the available resources. Every facet of that community wheel was represented at this health fair. So from anything from hospice care to birthright was at this health fair. So it provided a lot of available resources and information about the resources available within their reach. It also provided primary and secondary levels of prevention, and a lot of the agencies did participate in doing some of the blood pressure screenings, BMIs, height, weight, glucometer readings as well. The agencies had a win-win because they learned about other agencies in their area learning or doing the same things that they were doing. So they learned a lot about repetitive services. They also learned about referral sources that they don't offer this service, but where they could refer somebody to if they had the need. And at the end, we had a little meeting, and additional information that was requested was information on child abuse, child care, health care, or hair care, and cholesterol screening. Cholesterol screening was the only screen that we didn't provide at the health fair for the fact that it was like $5 a test, and depending on how many, it was quite expensive and nobody would donate the service. Other facilitators, the volunteers, when people jumped on board, they all jumped on board. So I had more volunteers than I could put them to work. I mean, it was just amazing on how many people did actually come up with the community spirit to jump on board. If you advertise, they will come. The community participation from the agencies and the donations helped out tremendously. Seeing that if you had $15,000 worth of costs right in front of you and you only had to put out $3,000, that's quite a lot when it comes down to donations. And I thank them all. The theoretical framework as a guide using Anderson and McFarland's community as partner model really did serve a purpose on doing complete community assessment down to the diagnoses, down to coming up with a plan for an intervention, actually looking at the assessment piece and doing something. So I mean, utilizing a model or a frame or a theoretical framework as a guide is a need to in most research. And I only support those people who do. And lastly, I'd like to thank Gail Spencer and Sharon Bryant for their patience, support, and guidance and a wonderful learning opportunity. I learned so much, and now I'm going on to becoming a rural health PhD, and it stemmed from this study. But thank you.